Matthew's Gospel in chapter 18. When the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" That is a very common question that all people either ask or want to know wherever they are. Who is the greatest person here? We find that in the world, we find it in politics, everybody is competing to be a minister or a chief minister or a prime minister or whatever it is, always wanting to go to the top. Who is the greatest in every sphere, whether it's the military or politics or businessmen, they want to be the richest businessman in the world. Always there is a competition to be the greatest. And unfortunately, in almost every Christian church, it is the same. There are people who desire to be the greatest. And despite all that we have preached in CFC, I find that in many people in CFC to be known as important, longing to become elders. I've often said first qualification to be an elder is you have no desire to be an elder. And when they are removed from eldership, they're offended, and many just leave. It's all because of this innate desire to be the greatest. And even people who pretend that they are not offended when they are removed from eldership, inside the desire is still there to be the greatest. Now to be great, to be known as the greatest person who is not offended. This desire to be the greatest in some way or the other is there in us, and unless it is crucified, it will hinder our spiritual growth. If we are not seeking to be greatest in position, then we want to be known as the greatest to humble ourselves, or the greatest in humility, or the greatest. It's always this desire to be the greatest. Whatever is valued in a church, if it is speaking in tongues that's valued in a church, then they want to be known as the greatest in speaking in tongues. If it is preaching, then the greatest in preaching. If it is humility, then they want to be known as the greatest in humility. Whatever it is. But who is the greatest is a question that comes in the hearts of all children of Adam. And these different examples I give you are the very subtle ways in which it can come to anybody sitting here if you're not watchful. And pride is most dangerous. Pride is most dangerous when it wears the garments of humility. Remember that. When it wears the garments of pride, it's easily observable by everybody. Like in a politician or a businessman, the arrogance. But when pride is clothed in humility, the garments of humility, that is the danger that many in CFC face. And that's why Jesus said, you got to learn from a little child. Unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And what do we see about, he said in verse 4, whoever then humbles himself, not just humbles himself, but humbles himself as this child, this means a little baby, he is the greatest in God's kingdom. So what is the main characteristic in a little child? Humility. It is the complete lack of pretending. It's not pretending to be humble. I've seen many, many brothers and sisters in CFC who pretend to be humble. That's arrogance and pride. Most people can't detect it, but I can see through it straight away. And God can see through it much more. The thing about a child is, remember, it's not just humble, it does not pretend to be humble. Because you can get a reputation for pretending to be humble, pretending not to be offended. It's all pride. Arrogance. So, it's not easy to be like a child, I'll tell you that. You really need the help of the Holy Spirit. You try to do it yourself, it's like trying to be holy yourself. You struggle and determine to be holy. It'll be a counterfeit. It'll be the holiness of non-Christian religions, which doesn't get rid of filth in the heart. Jesus said genuine humility can be found only in a child. And for that we must meditate on what is passing through. This is what I've done for many, many years. What is it that's passing through the mind of a child? I want my mind to be like that. Not just the external appearance. Because humility is inward. It's a question of what you think of yourself. The Bible speaks of lowliness of mind. That means it is in the mind that humility must be present. What I think of myself and what I think of others. It's not just thinking I'm smaller than others, forcing myself to think I'm not so good. That's stupidity. Because Jesus said, learn humility from me. And do you think Jesus is always thinking, I'm not so good, I'm not capable, I can't preach? That's nonsense. That is pride. To go around saying, I'm not so good, I can't preach, that is pride. People think it is humility. There's a lot of counterfeit humility. In Jesus, there was a complete absence of that. He never thought, I'm no good, I can't preach. He preached better than anybody else in the world. You know what he also said? He said, I am humble of heart. Would you dare to say that? Say, no, 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 if I say that, I'll be proud. The humblest man on earth said it. Jesus said, learn from me, for I'm humble of heart. Genuine humility. The most humble man that walked on the earth could say about himself, I am humble. Because he was not trying to get a reputation for humility. If you go around saying, I am humble, you'll say, oh, I'll lose my reputation. Because in the back of my mind is, what is my reputation if I say that I am humble? You see how conceited we are even in our pursuit of humility. There are only two people from whom we can learn humility. From Jesus Christ, he said, learn from me. And the other is from a little child. So, I asked myself, what was going through in the mind of Jesus? Was he always saying, I'm no good, I'm such a sinner, I can't do anything? No, that was never. He said, I can do everything. Yet he was the humblest man who walked on the earth. He wasn't timid in the way he spoke and shy and the head hanging down. Never, he was bold. He was humble when he whipped the money changers out of the temple. I'm saying all this because I have seen in a lot of CSC people a false humility, which is a counterfeit, and the reason is they are not learning from Jesus. They are not learning from little children. They've got their own concepts of how to appear humble before others. It's an acting. If I try to pretend to be humble before others, like a man pretending to be a woman, as soon as he speaks, you'll know it's not a woman. That's how it is. It's as crazy as a man trying to be a woman, putting on a woman's clothes. But he's speaking like a man. And that's how it is when a man pretends to be humble. Keep this picture in your mind. When you're pretending to be humble, you're like a man dressing up like a woman. But as soon as you speak, everybody knows, or someone with discernment knows, this guy's not humble. He's just pretending. A lot of people, there's a lot of pretense of humility from the pulpit, from song leaders, from preachers, who try to act humble. It's all humbug and nonsense. And if you remain like that year after year after year, something's wrong. We are not learning from children. We're not learning from Jesus. So it's a wonderful thing when we have children to say, Lord, I want to learn from this little baby what humility is. Because you said that I have to be humble like this child. I don't see Jesus. When he was on earth, I could have watched him carefully. Now I can only imagine what he's like. But I do see a little child. So I have before me a living example of humility that I can learn from. And I want to encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, let's all of us pursue this. To look at a little child and say, that is genuine humility. or is not even aware that it is humble. There's no child who thinks, I'm quite humble. People don't think I'm proud. See, the moment such thoughts go through my mind, people don't think I'm proud. You're not like a child. No. You're very aware of your humility. You see, that's how subtle it is. And the proudest people are the ones who put on the garb of humility. So beware of that. Let's learn from children. The main thing about the child is there's no artificiality. It's just natural. It's like that way all the time. See, an artificial humility is something that we put on in front of people we want to impress. In a church, for example. But we won't be like that in our place of work. Because there we don't have to pretend to be humble. There are no Christians there to admire us. But in the church, we want to act humble and talk humble. That is hypocrisy. And we'd be surprised. You may think you're not a hypocrite. You'd be surprised to see how much hypocrisy there is in you. And if you ask God to show it to you, He'll show it to you. See, God never shows anything to anyone unless He's desperate to know. If you go to God desperately and say, Lord, show me the pride in me. Show me the acting in me. Show me the hypocrisy. Show me the false humility. He'll show it to you. But if you're casual, you'll never find it. You'll remain in the same condition forever. The Lord says, if you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. And I fear that many are not seeking God with all their heart to learn how Jesus was humble or how a child is humble. And that's why we remain completely ignorant of the pride in our artificial humility.